This is Ozarks at Large. The Summer Olympics are underway in London, of course. A dozen athletes with connections to the University of Arkansas, either former or current athletes, are competing for their home countries in the events included in the track and field competitions that begin later this week. In honor of Arkansans in the Olympics, Evan DeMorel has taken a novel look at how Southern states have done when it comes to producing medal winners in the Summer Games. At his blog, thesportsseer.com, he breaks down how many gold medal winners have come from the states with schools inside the Southeastern Conference. Instead of counting by total numbers of winners, he broke down the winners per capita.
I think what surprised me more is that the top four or five states, or especially the top three, are all just kind of, you know, smaller than the states at the back of the line. Like, you know, Mississippi's number one per capita, then Missouri, then Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky. I mean, all these states are like, except for Missouri, are below, and then Alabama, are all below 5 million people. And then you have the bigger states, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and Tennessee's, you know, pretty large comparatively at the back of the line. I thought, I'm just trying to figure out why that could be. And it's hard, it's tough to wrap my mind around. I don't know if it's pure coincidence, because if you look at it, I was just looking at some of the numbers nationally. This year, Wyoming, and this isn't gold medalists, this is just overall Olympians, but Wyoming is sending the most. And they're only sending two of the 530 Olympians, but still per capita, that's the most. But number two is California, as far as per capita. And of course, they have overall the most. So it's, I don't even think that that's squaring up with what's happening on nationally.
Yeah, it's a really neat graph that you put together for all of the states that are in the Southeastern Conference. And then you decided, why not have a bit of a discussion slash argument when you offer most impressive Olympians from each state?
Yeah, I thought that'd be kind of fun to throw out there. I'll be honest, a lot of these people I've never heard of. I'm ashamed to say that I'm not as up on you know, track and field and swimming as I am basketball and football, but it was just, you know, just kind of trolling around. You can find some of the most impressive athletes. Sports Illustrated did a really, really awesome I think writers poll in 1999 where they just threw out the best athletes of all time.
When you think of Arkansas Olympians, of course, Scottie Pippen was on the dream team.
The first and the third.
Right. So yeah. He has a couple of gold medals. And you make a case for Earl Bell being one of the most impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think Earl Bell is kind of synonymous as far as, like, representing Arkansas as an individual sport, not only in the Olympics, but also the World Championships. And of course, he had competed in three Olympics, would have competed in the 1980 Olympics, but, of course, Americans couldn't boycotted the Moscow Olympics that year, so he skipped that one. I think he would have medaled, because if you just kind of look at what he was doing at the same time in the World Championships, he was placing very high. He finished with the bronze in 84. He finished sixth in 76, so I think he was unless he was injured, he would have medaled that 80 Olympics. I think just from sheer number of high finishes in the World Championships and the Olympics, I think he's probably the most accomplished individual, native Arkansan, in individual sports on the world scale.
I'm just curious, do you have, I know you're a basketball fan, is that your favorite thing to watch in the Olympic Games?
besides basketball?
what is besides basketball? Do you have a favorite sport to watch?
For me, I think just track. Like the 100-meter,
right?
100-meter,
yeah.
just a sheer spectacle of these, like, prima donnas going at it. Awesome.
Evan, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Kyle.
Evan DeMorel is a Little Rock-based sports journalist, and he writes the blog thesportsseer.com. That's spelled S-E-E-R, thesportsseer.com. You can read his column about the per capita breakdowns of gold medal winners in SEC states there. And for the record, the Ozarks at Large pick for most celebrated Arkansas-connected Summer Olympian is Michael Conley. He won the silver medal in the triple jump at the 1984 Games in Los Angeles and the gold in the same event in the 92 Barcelona Games. His second place finish in the 84 Games, by the way, was Al Joyner. Joyner, born in Illinois, but a graduate of Arkansas State University.